something went on here, and something went on there.
This time on TNT.
It's our best of, and it starts right now. Man, how exciting is this? First ball game of the season.
Got ice good seats. Cold beer. Hot
I'd
dogs.
Love an ice cold beer. Hey, can I get a beer?
Peanuts.
Ice can get, cold beer. Can I get a beer and a hot dog over here?
Hot dogs.
Can I?
Peanuts.
Can I get a hot dog and a beer? Just
ice
I can't
cold
hear me.
Beer. Hot dog.
Oh, man, I wish I had one of those voices that just like carried the room, you know, that everyone could hear.
Sounds like you need Reverb Guy.
What? Who are you?
Who I'm are Reverb you? Guy. You having a problem getting your voice around the room or across the hall or maybe even at a ball game like today?
Well, yeah, I was just going to order a beer and a hot dog, but the guy can't hear me. Do you think you could help, Reverb Guy?
Well, what would you like?
A beer and a hot dog?
Hey, beer guy! One beer and a hot dog right over here, please!
He's on his way over. Thanks, Reverb Guy.
No problem. Enjoy the game!
It's a flimsy premise, but I'm so in. Oh, here I am at IKEA. I'm looking for a fart lamp and a poop couch. But wait a sec. Where's my son? Quinoa? Quinoa? Oh my gosh. Quinoa? He disappeared.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, who are you?
Well, I'm Reverb Guy.
Reverb Guy, my son Quinoa has gone missing by the diarrhea sectional couches.
Quinoa, come back. It's your mother over here by the sun swan alleys.
There he is. Oh, Quinoa, how I've missed you. Reverb Guy, I can never thank you enough.
No problem. Enjoy your shopping.
Danielle, I'm kind of nervous because I have a date tonight. It's a blind date with this guy. I don't even know his name.
Really?
Yeah. All I know is that he goes by like Reverb Guy or something.
Oh, we're that's going to pretty normal these days. I had a date with a guy named DM62.
Like that was his actual name or like his handle or like
that's
his nickname or like...
It's like modern. I call people by their IG names now anyway.
So I shouldn't be too weirded out about his name being like Reverb Guy?
Whatever. It's probably got a million followers.
We're going to a movie. I hope it's like a good call because it's kind of a weird thing to do on a date because you don't really talk. But at the same time, it is kind of like intimate because you're like in the dark. So like, anyway, wish me luck.
Enjoy it.
I wonder how I know which one is Reverb Guy. I've got the snacks. He said he'd meet me in here in the theater.
Hi, are you Pam?
Yeah, are you Reverb Guy?
That's me. Let's go, and what movie would you like to see?
Well, we're sitting in the theater for the Star Wars one, so I guess, is that okay with you?
Sounds great.
How did you get the name Reverb Guy anyway?
Well, I decided when I was a kid, I was very loud,
sorry, the movie's starting.
If
you
I
should...
help people with my voice
yeah,
and
should
get their
after...
voice around, then it would be a problem. That's when I became Reverb Guy.
Cool. Let's talk after the movie because it's starting now, so we should be quiet.
No problem.
Would you like some nibs?
I love nibs.
What happens when you whisper, Reverb Guy?
It sounds like this. Would you like some more popcorn, Pam?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, this is my favorite movie franchise.
Hey, keep it down back there. I'm trying to watch a movie.
Pardon me?
Oh, you couldn't hear me? Because everyone can hear you.
Hey, aren't you Gino Vannelli?
What? Now that you say it out loud, I do kind of sound like him.
Hey, come on! Quiet down over there! What the hell's with that voice?
Joe, you don't gotta yell at the guy. Your message got across. Just be polite.
Oh, nice. I love how Joe and Gina...
Where did Reverb Guy come from?
My daughter got this mic for Christmas. This rock solo mic. And it's like, I don't know, it's like a karaoke jam or...
Is it a handheld mic, like with a bunch of different buttons on it?
It's only got that. It's got echo, and that's it. So you can do like the classic. If you like pina coladas.
Hey, Calvin. I'm sorry to see you under these circumstances. I'm really sorry to hear about your uncle.
Well, you know, we're so close in the family. We loved him. And
sorry. Did you just do a golf swing? At your uncle's wake?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. I'm just, like, we're all just, I mean, I couldn't sleep. I've been crying all morning, and...
Was that another golf swing?
Yeah, well, you know, just working on something, but I just really feel
upset. Is it your sand wedge?
Annoying traits.
Golf swing guy exists everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen the golf swing guy in, like, restaurants, in lineups at the movies.
Like, just working on it?
Yeah, and it's like, that's just, I don't even, like, you see, even guys who play golf all the time would never really do that.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about a few.
I mean, pro golfers would think it's ridiculous.
Let's talk about a few annoying traits, but then let's talk about the psychology behind it. What is golf swing guy trying to say?
What is, by doing the swing?
Yeah.
He's just like working on the game, buddy. Just getting the game going.
That's on the surface, but underneath is it like, if animals in the jungle yawn because they want to say I'm not threatened by you, what is golf swing guy trying to say at his uncle's wake by doing a golf swing? I'm not too upset about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all he's thinking about is golf. He's not thinking about the death whatsoever.
So golf swing guy is usually in a kind of, you know, it's not a big deal context.
Yeah, golf swing guy's like playing holes in his head all the time.
Super cash, not even worried about it, man.
Like not listening to you during a business meeting doing golf swings.
Like we have to let you go, Calvin. Yeah, that's okay. I've been looking for other opportunities anyway, golf swing.
Yeah. Gonna play this weekend. Shoots 110 every time. It's terrible.
Easy. Some of us do shoot 110.
What about you got one? Annoying traits?
Yeah, the laugh trigger. The guy who laughs at the end of the sentence so you know it's a joke.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Let's put him in a context.
How about like a doctor's office?
Okay, you're the doctor?
Yeah.
Cause it kind of works either way. Jokey, aroundy Robin Williams doctor works too. But so you'll be the doctor, I'll be the patient.
Okay. I'm looking at your chart here and
uh-oh.
I wouldn't be laughing, but you know your cardiovascular.
Are you trying to give me a heart attack? Just get to the point.
You know what? You just gotta stop this. The fatty foods and the cholesterol-driven diet.
You've been following me around?
you're really going to... You want to be in the grave in 5 years, or...?
Well, rather go happy than drag this thing out.
You have a narrowed blocked blood vessel almost, literally.
Watch your mouth.
How much chest pain do you get?
Depends what the wife's doing.
Oh my god, I hate that guy.
The laugh triggers everywhere.
It started getting really good.
Sharp salivary intake followed by a laugh.
That last one was mint.
It's always fun. It's called blank looking mask.
Can we say it's called when it's basically the most used phrase probably on the Twitter feed in the last year.
Mask.
Yeah.
So we read three statements about someone, and the other person has to guess which mask they are.
Yeah.
You went all Canadian, right?
I did.
I did not. But that's okay. That's good.
Three Canucks.
Who's going first?
I'll start.
Okay. Tree rats.
Okay. I'm from Sarnia.
Donovan Woods.
No. I like to play guitar. But see, you would have picked, if you double, you would have went Donovan Woods there, right?
For sure.
I was once told, there was a story about me saying that I was an OG, smoking OG, and OG, which is zero gravity. There was a rumor about me, I'm a OG, smoking OG, and OG looking mask.
Chris Hadfield?
Yeah.
Is he from Sarnia?
Yeah, he is.
No way.
Yeah.
Good one.
There was a photo of him with like some Easter eggs or something that he snuck up there or whatever. But then people photoshopped a big, huge pile of buds of weed in there, and it looked super real because he's doing the got his finger on his over his mouth.
So did he have to go on damage control?
Well, it just looked so real. It went like berserk on Reddit. And I even thought it was real, the picture, because it looks like he totally legit.
I always think of Fargo when I think of William H. Macy.
Oh, that's the best.
Jerry Lundegaard?
That's the... I sent it right over to you. I sent it right over. Yep. It right when they're like, that's not what I'm asking you.
And the high angle windshield, icy scrape, meltdown.
And then the going into the lot and leaving. That was the best.
Oh.
I read that movie was every single shot filmed, was every single shot used.
Like there was wow.
There was the only extras. Footage they shot for that movie was, remember when they Steve Buscemi sticks the thing to find, like, leave where the money is?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he looks right and left. I think it was like they were supposed to, in the script, they were like just gonna do one way and both ways or the other way, but they ended up just doing the other one. So that was the only extra footage that was not used, was like looking one way on that scene. Other than that, talk about like focus and having your shit together.
Have we ever talked about that movie before?
Well, the Coen brothers in general, I don't know, but I love them, every movie they've ever made.
I do too, and they're obviously such scientists when it comes to filmmaking.
Yeah.
The only red herring in Fargo, which was the only movie I think ever in my life I got to the end of and watched again from the start right away.
Yeah.
The only thing that was so confusing, and they're such expert storytellers that there must be a reason this scene was in, and I don't understand, was remember when the Asian guy called Frances McDormand's character?
Yeah, Mike? And they're meeting in the date.
And they meet in town.
He's such a nice lady.
He has a meltdown. Like, oh yeah, it's been such a long time, Mike.
Yeah.
But it didn't ever come up again, and it didn't pay off.
It's great, because she goes back, and it's like the guy who liked her in high school, and he's a mess. And she's like, well, you know, I think that's part of it. Like, it paints that character in her, like... And I don't know, the fact that she was just the way she reacted to all that stuff with her husband, and I think it made that relationship stronger, which was
because awesome. For a minute you thought, is she going to cheat on him or something?
Well, just the way she was, you kind of knew she wasn't, but just the way that she was dealing with him was really funny. Well, funny, but genius, just classic character.
Well, that's the thing, and he was an unbelievable character and an unbelievable actor, because I often think about... Like, we've been watching this new show, 911, and it has Nate from 6 Feet Under, and it has Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights, Connie Britton. Both unbelievable actors. But because it's high stakes and high drama, the day players, like people that come in for two scenes, are like my kids dangling from the side of a building or my hair is on fire. Like, unbelievable acting performances turned in, and they're only ever in the series once.
Yeah.
And so that's Mike cool. In Fargo
has to have this complete meltdown from, hey, I'm so happy to see you. What's new? Remember so-and-so? To, like completely falls apart. But the Coen brothers are such sophisticated storytellers that you just give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that he was supposed to be in there because we were supposed to wonder how it was going to pay off, and their twist is it never did. Mm-hmm. But man, what a scene. So how's Rebel doing with friends?
Well, he's just like jumping up and down and sniffing them like crazy. Like can't stop. Like how many times you got to sniff a dog's asshole? Without, like, it smells the same, I'm sure, every time. Why do you got to get right in there, or the, you know, got to sniff their wiener?
Does he?
Get right in where they pissed. Got to smell it.
Come on. Piss.
And you, so you see this domination happening. One of them pisses somewhere outside. The other one pisses on top of it. So, yeah.
Well, it's like reading the paper for dogs, remember?
Yeah, it's the hierarchy. Reading the paper?
Yeah. If a dog pees on a pole, then the next dog that comes along gets to read the paper by smelling the pee.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There's an encyclopedia in this house.
So here's... I want to tell you a that guy that I met in Vegas.
I'm sure there's lots of that guys.
He works at the Starbucks at the Cosmopolitan Hotel. He's a big-boned gentleman who is bald. One of those, like, his shoulders are broad, but he's also a big man, and he's not very tall. But so you come in and order a coffee from me, and I will be this guy.
Probably could burl you down quick, though, if he came into you like
yes, a bull rush. Yes, but super good-natured.
Oh, okay.
And wanting to make this transaction really enjoyable for me.
Okay, like, great.
To the point where he's maybe complicating it a bit more than it needs to be. So I'll start. You ready?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. How are we today?
Fantastic.
Great, great. What kind of hot beverage or thing to eat with your mouth could I get going for you?
Can I get a black coffee?
Black coffee, yep.
Actually, two milk and two sugars.
Two milk and two sugar. Okay,
raw
sir.
Raw sugar.
Technically,
raw
our
sugar.
Milk and sugar station is located about 20 feet behind you. If you just turn around over your right or left shoulder, you'll see it back there. But you know what? For you, why don't I walk over? I'll get that milk, and I'll go ahead and put that sugar in for you. How's that sound?
It's not necessary.
No, I'm
but
happy
I get...
to do that for you. I'm very happy. Hey, excuse me for 1 second, sir. Marielle, would you mind getting this lovely gentleman some milk and two sugar to go in his...
Really, it's not necessary. I can do it myself.
You know what? It's not necessary, but that's what we like to do here for people.
Okay.
Marielle, if you could, please, two milk and sugar in this gentleman's coffee. Would you like muffin to go with your coffee today, or would you like a scone? Could I interest you in a piece of banana bread? Would you like a croissant?
No, that's fine.
No croissant, no banana bread. Understood, sir. Your coffee's coming up, and that's going to come to 318. You'll see the tip option. Just put your card in the bottom of the machine, enter your PIN, and you are good to go. Receipt or no receipt today?
Don't worry about the
okay,
receipt.
Okay, no receipt. Understood. Thank you very much. If you have a second, I'd like to thank you for coming into Starbucks. Do you have a second now?
I'm kind of in a busy...
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm in
Here's
a rush.
Here's your coffee.
Oh.
Have a great day, okay? We'll see you again.
Okay, bye. Really?
Yes.
And then starts it all over again?
Yes. And before I've even turned on my heel, he's like, and how are you this afternoon, ma'am?
No. Oh, you got to go next.
If you're going to the Maple Leaf Lounge in Toronto, there's a good chance you'll see.
Yeah.
That's the game. Okay. So Kurt Browning's your first one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rick Mercer.
Yeah. You seen him in a... Well, because he's always flying around.
Well, he is the first person to achieve 1 million miles on Air Canada...
Within Canada. That's insane.
Yeah.
So you've seen him there a lot?
I don't even know if I ever have, but I'm just filling
in
that
gap
in my head.
It's got to be like one that you've seen.
Okay. You go.
If you go to the Toronto airport, there's a good chance you're going to see Jim Cuddy.
At the Maple Leaf Lounge?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know who I've seen in there is Rachel Bilson.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's
Wasn't
that?
She was with Hayden Christensen, right? So maybe she was doing
Star
some
Wars?
Commuting, yeah.
Who is that, though? An actress?
Yeah, she was on, the show with the pouting teens.
I don't know what the hell that is.
And she actually had a little run on Nashville, too. Stand by.
If you...
if you go to the YYZ airport, you might see the guy who played Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
She was on the OC, Rachel Bilson. If you go to the Maple Leaf Lounge at the Toronto airport, you might see Wayne Gretzky.
That's for sure, right?
I saw him there, and we were watching, I think, we were watching. He was there, I was there, and on the TV was a Stanley Cup game. Like,
no.
Yeah, probably 8 years ago. That was pretty cool.
So you got to watch it with the Gretz?
Yeah, and some other folks that were sitting there, like, trying to, without engaging him directly, just trying to let him know how much they knew about the hockey.
Trying to grease the Gretz?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's interesting to see him score, he said to no one. Oh, my God,
and then looking over.
Because he scored 2 goals and 1 assist in game 5 in 1989.
Look at the defense. I'd like that guy on my team, eh?
Yeah.
Looks over at Wayne.
Calling him Gretz, even if you've never met him.
Oh, man. Well, how was Gretz doing? Having a couple of rosy good times?
Well, I don't want to sell him down light. The river, but I think he was partaking of the free.
Was he having fun?
Beverages? By the way, they have a hot breakfast there now.
Like bacon and eggies?
Yeah. Hash browns. Really? Sausage.
No way.
Yes. It used to be just tiny muffins, but now they rolled out the red carpet.
How do you go to the airport just to go in there and then leave?
I guess you could.
Hey, how do you do that?
Well, how much is it to park at Pearson? Might still be cheaper than like a diner.
Yeah, right? No, you take the rocket from Kipling or whatever, right? Well, you're
going to the airport for breakfast. I have seen. I saw Rachel McAdams in there once.
Okay, I saw Larry Gowan in there.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
Oh, guess who I saw in there? I actually did see someone yesterday.
Who?
Our bud Kyle from Sportsnet, who used to do the Canadiens games. But now he does, he's mostly doing the Leafs games. Bukauskas. Kyle Bukauskas.
Oh, nice.
You know, with the high hair?
Yeah.
He's a great dude, and he's a great reporter, and just a turbo bod.
He doesn't leave his lady in the economy?
No, that's,
That's Mark Masters.
Yeah. Yeah, he did the selfish upgrade.
He goes up, and it was like, wasn't it like a long flight? It was like to like Asia or something.
Was it?
Australia.
See you when we get there? Brutal.
Come on, guys, I was tired on social media. Yeah, right.
Or how about, those are my miles, I flew them.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
while your wife was home keeping the wheels on the bus?
Yeah, exactly.
She might want to sit up front, bud.
While you're hanging out talking for 15 minutes and then sitting in Subway, crushing a sub for 3 hours.
Yeah. Plus, I think Chris Cuthbertson was on the same flight, and he was back in steerage, his word, not mine. And I think he was sitting with Mark Masters' wife.
Oh,
yeah. Really? And I think Masters, like, waved to them from in front of the curtain. See you guys when we get there. Risky move.
Man, how'd that go at the landing, I wonder?
Well, people fell into two camps, it seemed. Like, that's either a veteran move or a rookie move.
Oh, it's
and people
terrible.
Were, like, as adamant about feeling both ways.
You'd flip it, man. Every time, you flip it.
What do you mean?
She's going up there. You're going in the back, if it ever was a choice.
No kidding.
Like, every time.
What the heck? What's that noise?
Well, I don't know, Grant. You're the one that wanted to open a bed and breakfast, so I guess it's up to you to go down and see what it is.
It's 5 o'clock.
I know that. I have eyes. I can see.
All right, I'm going to go down and check it out.
Well, good morning, sleeping beauties.
Hi. I guess you want some breakfast. You know it's 5 a.m., don't you?
You know, if you sleep in, the whole world will pass you by.
Oh, wow. What time do you normally get up?
Well, if it's the weekend, 3:15. Most weekdays, I'm up by 2.
Well, let me get you some coffee, then.
Well, you got enough beauty sleep, did you?
I certainly did. I haven't I mean, I only went to bed at about 12:30.
What are you staying up for? Nothing good happens in the world after the single sound. You're just asking for trouble.
Here's some coffee.
Do you know what I could really go for?
What's that?
Got any sausages?
Oh, really? Okay, let me,
I don't even want the eggs or none of that bacon. Just get me some sausages.
All right. Let me fry some up here for you, buddy.
Do you have a second?
When I'm finished the sausages.
Have a seat.
What's that?
Have a seat. Take a load off your feet. I was hoping to do some sightseeing around here today. Any suggestions?
Well, I mean, we're not far from the CN Tower. That's something you should check out.
That won't be anything I'll be seeing anytime soon. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the museum, the ROM is around the corner. Do you like dinosaurs and stuff like that?
I mean, no more than the next fella.
What kind of things do you like to see?
You know, I actually like seeds. Seeds? Like plant seeds and watermelon seeds.
Oh, you like seeds. Oh, okay.
Seeds. What'd you think I said?
You know what, Seamus? I forgot your name again. Seamus, what's your last name?
Seamus Sharpinsons.
Seamus Sharpinsons?
Is my accent that bad?
No, I mean...
Seamus Sharpinsons.
How many, so you're a fisherman, correct?
Yeah, I've been known to fish. Have a love affair with the sea. You fellas call that lake the body of water, but where I come from, that's the puddle.
And where is it you're from?
I'm from Saskatchewan, Newfoundland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just outside of Sissies.
Way up there, huh?
Oh, no, it's down.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, down south.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, I mean, seeds, but...
Do you know where? Have you ever been to Newfoundland before?
I have. I loved it there. It was a beautiful place.
Do you know where Gnan is?
Gnan?
Gnan.
Gnarn?
Like the chocolate. Gnan.
Gnong?
Gnan.
Gnang?
Like how you Gnan. Gnan.
Gnan.
Yeah, it's just south of Gnan.
Okay. But you fish a lot there.
Oh, yeah, we fish. For codfish, used to be.
Did you catch a lot?
Well, caught a lot of colds. Went fishing for compliments.
Maybe you'd like to go see a film, a movie, perhaps.
First, you got any more sausages?
Yeah, here's another little bit for you. Maybe
I take a dozen of them. Because it's probably going to be my only meal of the day if it's anything like fishing.
Maybe you'd like an IMAX picture then.
What the Jesus is this IMAX picture?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. You sit back in the chair and you look up and the whole roof of the place is the screen of the...
I'll tell you what I wouldn't mind seeing.
What's that?
Is that the Science Center? Is that where the ball is where your hair goes up?
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, for sure. That's only
What's
about...
What's that called? The hairball or what is that?
The Science Center.
Yeah, with the hair, where the hairball, you put your hands on it and stick your hair right up?
Yeah, you put your hand on the ball... And then your hair stands up.
What do they want for that?
Well, I don't think you can buy it.
No, but to get into the hair ball, what do they want for that?
I don't know, like $20, maybe?
Screaming Jesus! Who has that kind of money to make their hair stand up?
Well, you're in Toronto now. You gotta understand. That's expensive here. It's not like...
It was expensive to get here on the bus, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you're paying a pretty hefty price for this bed and breakfast.
No kidding.
You know how much those sausages are?
What, like a bed and sausage?
No, there's a... There's...
Yeah, it is. All I'm getting is sausages and a cup of tea.
Hello.
Here.
Hey, it's you, Fatburger Lady.
I'm sorry to bother you. I never do this.
Is it not McCluck? Susie McCluck?
Gretchen McClark.
Gretchen McClark. Sorry.
Hey, aren't you? I've had it with these motherfucking snakes and the motherfucking plane.
Well, that's right. I am Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Royale with cheese.
Nice to meet you.
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, that's what I said in Pulp Fiction. Royale with cheese.
They're metric. Royale with cheese.
Did you say them? What was that last line?
they're metric over there, remember?
The metric?
They don't have a quarter pounder. That was the whole conversation. They don't have a quarter pounder because they went metric.
Oh, that's right.
But you know what they call... quarter pounder with cheese, they called a royale with cheese.
You know, first, second, I thought you were being one of those like super ignorant people that said you're in the Matrix. Like, jerks that get people confused.
Okay, it's Hey Aren't You, the Fat Burger Lady edition.
Hey Aren't You, the Fat Burger edition.
Okay, you're one for one with Gretchen McClark.
Gretchen McClark.
Okay, here comes another next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
Yes.
Aren't you? You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Oh.
You're beautiful. It's true.
Yes, yes. I'm James Blunt.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought so.
Yes. I'm about to go to Ibiza. And do a bunch of E with 400 or 500 women.
I saw your face.
Would you like to come?
In a crowded place. And I don't know what to do. That's you, right?
I love my EDM. Yes, it's me.
Wait a sec. What do you mean, do E with 400 women?
Well, I read some story that he's like some party animal. And he'll go out and just... He's seen in Ibiza, like...
Well, we've talked about it before, but I didn't know that he was like... into, what is it called when you go to, like, a place down south? But oh, hedonism. I didn't know he was a hedonist.
Well, no, he's just he's a Ibizaist.
Oh, man. Who's buying into that lifestyle?
I don't know, but him and Bono are there all the time.
Hey, aren't you are you who I think you are? I can't believe it's you. Aren't you the, show me the money?
That's right. I'm Cuba Gooding Jr.
Well, you can also tell that the Mulrooney kids do not have the time change working in their favor because one of them actually yawned behind the bride just as she's about to walk down the aisle.
Well, that's kids, you know. It's a long flight, as you and I both do, I'm a little tired myself, I gotta say, Diane.
Well, you stayed out all night, Jack, and that's on you.
Again, that's not necessary to say, even because I do remember saying goodnight to my wife in bed at 11 o'clock.
Jessica Mulrooney, Ben's wife and mother of these children, has been called the Pippa of this wedding. Pippa, you might remember, Middleton, Kate Middleton's sister...
Yes.
Caught the eye and attention of the English Paps, which is short for paparazzi, because of her shapely posterior entering the church for William and Kate's wedding.
Well, that is a deep reference there. You're doing your homework, Diane.
Fox News was reporting that Jessica Mulrooney was the Pippa Middleton of this wedding, suggesting that her shapely posterior, when she helped position the train of Meghan Markle's gown... had captured the attention of media from all over the world.
Goodness. Goodness gracious. Hey, look, there's a couple of crazy Englishmen fighting out front of the bar, and one of them has bit the nose off the other, and the other one's
dear.
Sticking his thumb in his eye.
Well, speaking of acting like dogs, one of the most moving images from this past week that I saw was the Queen... traveling in a motor car with Meghan Markle's beloved dog rescue, a beagle named Guy.
Oh, good night. And I heard they're naming their little... do you think they're going to get some pets? What kind of pets do they have? The William and Kate, do they have any pets with their kids?
I know that they have pet peeves because I read an article about their pet peeves in Hello Magazine. William doesn't like people biting their toenails. Can you imagine?
Well, I don't like that either, I tell you that.
Oh, well, you're hardly royal, Jack.
Oh, I know. If I saw someone doing that on a plane, I would have to complain and perhaps press the passenger button.
The question now on everyone's minds is, now that we know who designed the gown, Where are they going on their honeymoon? Some speculation that Canada might be their first destination as an official couple, seeing as it played such a significant part in their courtship.
Well, that's fantastic. I would love to have them. Maybe they could go to the Jasper Park Lodge. That would be a good time to get a good piece of the country. Hey,
do you remember what happened last time you went to the Jasper Park Lodge, Jack?
I do believe, well, let's talk about
the... Do you remember you pooped yourself in line for the ski hills?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Hey, remember...
But it was because you were drinking Johnny Walker Black the night before.
Okay. Speaking of weddings are actually... weren't you in the Hyde Park last night getting the green gown, Diane?
Well, I'm not familiar with that term, but I did meet a friend on the internet. It's true.
Yeah, that was quick. We were at the hotel bar, and you were trying out the UK Tinder, and I tell you what, you left the bar in 10 minutes.
Well, the funny thing is, over here, Tinder is called Grindr.
Oh,
and I was able
right?
to meet a friend very quickly. Okay. And it was dark when we had an encounter in the park, but he was, suffice to say, very friendly.
Well, it's funny because when you mentioned when you left, there was a woman at the bar, and I wasn't sure what she meant, but she said, throw me some quid, 30 quid, I believe, and she said something about slipping her a length. I'm not sure what that meant.
Well, I think they have some strange language and some strange traditions here.
They sure
do. Suffice to say, when in Rome, when in London, I am all in for whatever adventures may come my way.
I played golf with Randy Johnson, the pitcher at the Biltmore, that nice little golf course.
No
there.
Way.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I also, I became buds with him back in the day. He's a drummer, and he used to kind of trade tapes, and he liked to, I'd send him like live solos and stuff, and he gave me one of his jerseys, and whenever we were around, I'd just kind of he was just a big fan of music and drums, so I knew him that way. But I remember playing golf with him there and Duncan from OLP. And we're like, it was to stamp the time perfectly. He was talking about that Sixth Sense movie, you know, the one with the
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, it was right after that, and Duncan hadn't seen it, and I had seen it, and Randy's like, yeah, I saw that Sixth Sense movie the other night, and I'm like, kind of like, oh, he's like. Yeah, I didn't know he was dead the whole time.
Oh,
just
my
totally
God.
Blew it up. For Duncan. He's like, oh.
What a totally different viewing experience, knowing that from the start.
When it's Randy Johnson. I didn't know he was dead all the time as he's going by in the golf cart, like knees almost to his head because he's so tall.
That's like starting with To Get to the Other Side.
Okay, I'm going to do, let's do a patio.
Okay.
I'm going to be laugh trigger guy out on the patio. It's not quite warm enough to be on the patio, and you're the server who's like, ah, oh, why is this guy sitting on the patio? It's not quite warm enough.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect. And here's the jam playing on
first
the patio.
First nice summer day jam.
Or no, it's playing inside, and you want it outside, played outside.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Okay. Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, it's, by my watch, it's spring because I sprung out of bed this morning. So,
would you like to come in for a table?
Almost like you could tell by looking at me that I was parched. It's noon o'clock somewhere.
We haven't really set anything up out here.
Well, I'll tell you what I was hoping is that you could get some of that sunshine summertime music playing outside. So I have had at least some company, a song to sit with me.
You can if you want, but nobody's gonna really open it or anything. There's no heaters on. It's kind of cold out here.
Oh, do I have goose flesh? Do I look like a goose? Skin me. I just like to have a drink in the sunshine, if that's okay with you. Unless you're not selling alcohol here at this bar. Are you?
What can I get you?
Wasted. Keep them coming. I'm trying to drown out my very real sad feelings.
Here, let me get the music up for you.
That would be great. Thank you. Now we're talking. Should have started here.
You want a beer?
I'd like two, please.
Here you go.
Thank you so much. Oh, can I have two more? Thanks.
Okay.
Don't want these two beers getting lonely.
Here you go.
Oh, take care now. Is that Sue Studio?
It's not cold enough.
Oh, I was feeling so happy for Laugh Trigger Guy, and then I felt so sad to imagine walking by and seeing a guy with four beers by himself on a patio and Sue Studio's blasting, and it's not quite warm enough.
He's like, I don't care. It's summer for me.
Summer in my head.
Oh, man, he was on fire.
Summer inside, summer out.
What can I get you wasted?
Well, we have to do a cottage, open up the cottage
remember,
one.
Yeah, remember the original feeling of spring was the clearing out the cottage.
Yep.
So let's do a cottage, yeah. And, okay, I got the jam right here. Why are you always playing this stuff?
Well, because I believe in rituals, and I believe in ceremony. And when we open up the cottage, this is the song that we play every year.
These guys, I remember this when I was a baby, you played this.
I will urge you to respect the tradition of opening up the cottage and the soundtrack that comes with it.
It's a Tiffany's one?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Anyway.
I suspect you don't remember why we play this song.
No, I don't.
Me neither, but I just remember that we do.
Let me help you with these boxes.
It's time to put the plates back out on the hutch.
I got a broom!
It's a combination of feelings. The feeling in my heart of being in this place with the smells I associate with it that trigger memories. All of this is the soundtrack of this song.
Why does it smell so bad in here, Dad?
Oh, my goodness.
It's terrible. Oh!
Son, look over here on the couch. Is that your grandmother? Oh, my gosh. We forgot your grandmother here in the fall.
Nana!
She's gray.
Dad!
Hang on a sec. That's just a dust bunny.
No, it's Nana stinking! You did it!
It, your grandmother, J.R. Logan, may she rest in pieces.
You forgot her! You forgot Nan!
I distinctly remember saying to your mother, you bring Nan when you come back to the city. And that's on your mother, wherever she is now.
What are we gonna do, Dad?
Well, I suspect we should call your mother and find a way to blame her.
No, about the body!
That's what I mean. Is your mother with Steven this weekend?
There's police coming the driveway!
Oh, here we go. There's a lot to unpack there, too.
What do you do there? Like, oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Oh, great. From bad to worse. Zero sympathy. RJ Logan, that was it. I called her JR Logan.
I know, but I thought it was like you changed the name just because it's the woman.
Because it was a lady. I always remember when the first nice days happened in PEI, we would play street hockey. Couldn't wait to get out there. But then there's always like, it's so cold when the sun starts to go down. Yeah. You know those days that get up to 20 in the day and then suddenly it's like 2 degrees? And you're sweating from playing in the sun, and then all of a sudden your sweat becomes sweatsicles.
Yeah, how about we do a outdoor car wash?
And it's not quite warm enough yet?
Yeah, like when you're wet, it's very cold, that style.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And you have to get out of the car.
But they need to make money, so they're staying open. So I work at the car wash, and you're pulling up in a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the jam that you guys are playing?
Yes.
Okay.
How's it going, bud? Want to wash a car?
You guys
Hell, what are you doing out here?
Oh, just trying to, you know, pay some bills, get the car washed.
I was just gonna use the indoor one. What the hell?
No, what? Let us give you spray because we're doing a quick promotion. We wash cars for only $5, and we're only open for another 3 hours.
Okay, hurry up.
Do you like this Kenny Chesney song?
Kenny Chesney? Chesney? Yeah, I know this one. I love this song.
And when we listen to it, we all like to pretend we're on the beach in Mexico. Just gonna give you a quick spray down. You're welcome to stay in your car with the heat on, or you can step outside with us where it's also a little colder.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in here. I'm gonna close this damn window too.
Do you mind if I just sit in your car for just a 10 seconds?
No way, you're all wet, spongy.
So, yep, I'm just gonna give it a quick spray and then a quick wash. There you go, you're all done, sir.
Nice.
$5, please.
There you go. Here you go.
I can make change for you. Just please,
change.
Please let me come inside your car.
No, I gotta
change.
Go.
Please let me get some change. Please let me get some
freezing cold on the side of the road.
Poor freezing Mavk. By the way, there is not a huge gully between my performance on Degrassi as Emma's dad and my performance as Cold Guy at the car wash.
Hey, what are those birds called that look kind of like loons but aren't? Cormorants, are they called?
Cormorants?
Yeah.
Why?
There's like 5 or 6 of them in our lake right now.
Any mice sightings, by the way?
I thought they were loons, but they're not. They're big cormorants or whatever. And those are the ones that are shitting all over the Toronto Islands and killing them on all the trees.
Well, isn't there also, there's like a...
I think they shit acid. It must.
There's a cormorant helicopter, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In the air-sea rescue
business.
They're big.
I wouldn't mess with one of them, I'll tell you what.
The helicopters or the birds?
The birds. They're like double the size of ducks.
You know what we have around here these days?
What?
I love it. We can hear the peepers at night, and then we can also hear the birds that go, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yeah, what are those?
I think they're the fat burger birds.
Fat burger birds.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Take a break, bud.
Hey, bye. Got him, Rudy. You're right.
Oh yeah,
welcome back to the Mark Knopfler Show. I'm your host, Mark Knopfler, and we'll take it up. All right, here we go.
His little vocal improv on TV.
Here we go. I got my kerchief on.
He counts himself in.
What?
Hit it again.
Hit it again, please.
Okay.
2, 3, 4. Here we go. I take it out. Welcome to I'm with the Bandana. I'm your host, Mark Knopfler. All right, here we go. Got in a 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to the show. I'm Mark Knopfler. How you doing today?
It's like it takes like 10 minutes. Like one of his songs, like to actually like bring the show in. He's like, here we go for like 6 minutes. All right.